Buying a product these days often means you are getting more than you bargained for. Unwrapping your latest purchase can leave the room strewn with cardboard, plastic, and packing foam waste that kept your newest purchase protected until it reached the safety of your home. That may soon change, however, with a new product that can be used as compost when its job as packaging is done. Packing foam is useful for only a few weeks or months before being tossed into the trash. But after being thrown away, this petroleum-based material can survive for thousands of years in landfills. Now, there is an alternative to this wasteful practice, a new type of packing material that can be absorbed back into nature when its job is done.
We source agricultural waste from around the world, so we have a regionalized or localized manufacturing process.
Eben Baer is the CEO and co-founder of Ecovative Design, which manufactures EcoCradle, a natural packing alternative.
If you're in the United States in the South, you might use rice husks. In upstate New York, where we're based, we use things like buckwheat husks.
Baer explains that agricultural waste products become the bulk or main body of the packing material, which is held together by mushroom roots.
We actually grow mushrooms. Mushroom roots are mycelium on this bulking particle. And what the mycelium does is it acts like a glue. So we take these seed husks, we wet them, we cook them, we put them in a mold, we then add a liquid slurry of these mushroom cells or mycelium, and then over 5 days, indoors in the dark, they self-assemble, they grow into packaging parts.
Ecovative Design is also working on a new sterilization process that's key to the growth of the mushroom cells. Baer's business partner, Gavin McIntyre, developed a process that depends entirely on natural plant compounds that inhibit microbial growth. The compounds include oils from cinnamon bark, thyme, oregano, and lemongrass, and create an aroma that McIntyre likens to pizza. The process will reduce the amount of energy used by about 1/5, meaning new versions of EcoCradle will use only 1/40th the energy required to manufacture traditional foam packing materials. This low-energy process will also free Ecovative Design from the traditional large-scale manufacturing operations required by most packing companies. Instead, it hopes to locate its factories as close as possible to both its agricultural suppliers and its end users. Baer says this localized plan will save money and help the environment by reducing expensive transportation costs. Steelcase, a global leader in the office furniture industry, recently switched from petroleum-based foam packaging to EcoCradle.
What we found is that the EcoCradle materials that were being developed had very similar performance characteristics and, additionally, very similar price points.
Dennis Carlson works with packaging design and development at Steelcase. He says this switch was inspired by the company's desire to become more sustainable and environmentally friendly. It has already generated some positive feedback from their customers.
People find it very interesting that we've gone this route. It decomposes in 30 to 45 days, which is a really big deal, and something that they hadn't been able to do with the previous foams. As we have these discussions with them, they generally feedback pretty positive information, and they like the fact that they can either put it into a landfill and it'll break down or throw it in their garden.
But Ecovative Design has its eye on replacing products in other markets as well. For example, Baer says the company is developing a product called GreenSolate to provide an environmentally friendly alternative to foam or fiberglass insulation.
Ecovative is not just a packaging company. Packaging is the first application for our material because we think it's a really terrible idea to use a product that lasts 10,000 years for a couple weeks. So our vision is not just to help revolutionize the packaging market, not just to revolutionize the building market, but we really want to become one of the leaders in sustainable materials in this century.
In the process, Baer says, his company hopes to inspire others to do business in a way that values a healthy planet at least as much as healthy profits. Smita Raghunathan, VOA News, Washington.